It's 10 past six. Now, there's an issue on Sydney's roads in the southwest, and this is at Milperra, between Henry Lawson Drive and the Poziers Avenue. Locals say there have been many near misses, and it's a miracle no one's been killed, because cars and trucks come flying off the motorway and either don't see the traffic lights or ignore them. Two separate incidents have been caught on dash cam, and you'll see the videos up on 2GB.com. One shows a B-double truck flying through a red light and nearly cleaning up a small hatchback. Locals have begged the New South Wales government to do something about it. They believe a red light camera should be installed. Paul Judge is the local resident who's been in touch, and he's on the line. G'day, Paul.
How are you doing, Ben?
Good. How long have you been trying to do something about this?
It's an issue that's been around for a couple of years, in fact, and many locals have made separate attempts to try to raise the issue either directly with the Minister for Transport or through our local member, but we're just getting no traction at all. So a group of us came together late last year to try to take more of a community approach to the issue, and we finally seem to be getting a little bit of a hearing.
What do you put it down to? I mean, they can see the red light, surely.
Yeah, there's no problem really with the visibility of the red light. I think it's mainly vehicles coming off that M5. They're used to doing 100, 110 Ks. They come up off the M5. They hit this set of lights about 100, 150 metres further on, and they just want to make those lights. They're not prepared to slow down as they approach. And when the lights turn orange and then red, they just sail through all too often. This has been happening multiple times a day. We've surveyed our local community just to establish the dimensions of the problem, and something like 95% of respondents to our survey indicated they'd witnessed this happening almost on a daily basis.
Well, what's the speed limit there?
It's 60 k's on the drive. So they do need to take the foot off accelerator and be prepared to stop. But it's not even really the speed at which they go through the intersection. It's the fact that there's a pedestrian crossing there. It's really the only way across a very busy four-lane Henry Lawson Drive. And importantly, it's a crossing used by school children twice a day to get across the drive up to the local Milperra Primary School. So it's really the school kids that we're particularly concerned about. And when you've got the level of heavy traffic on this road, I mean, it's congested at the best of times. But we have something like twice the frequency of heavy vehicle traffic on this road compared to the rest of the Sydney network. And it's those heavy vehicles that obviously find it hard to stop on a dime.
Oh, I'm just on our website at the moment, 2GB.com, having a look at the footage of the B-double truck. Oh, mate, it's one of those things, isn't it? You see the footage and think, just imagine if there was someone crossing that road or if someone was getting ready to cross that oncoming traffic.
Sure. It's an issue not just for pedestrians, it's vehicles as well. As you say in that footage, there's a car waiting to turn right across into Poziers. Had they exercised their right to turn right, they would have been absolutely cleaned up by this B-double. It's very confronting footage indeed. But you can imagine if there was a group of three or four school kids waiting to cross, perhaps a couple on their bikes. You do see this happen. My wife and just before Christmas, saw a group of young boys on their bikes. They jumped off the bikes to cross the road, as they're taught to do, and had made it almost halfway across when a B-double went sailing through. And, almost a horrific crash in those.
All right. Well, look, we appreciate you reaching out to us, and the best we can do is put you in contact with the Minister, Natalie Ward. We'll send her the audio of this interview and a link to the video up on 2GB.com, and we'll see what she has to say.
Hugely appreciated, Ben. We had a function here, an event last Friday on National Walks Safely to School Day that attracted 50 or 60 locals very concerned about the issue. Unfortunately, we didn't get any representation from the state government for that event. The Shadow Minister for Transport attended, John Graham, and he's undertaken to take the matter up on our behalf as well. But it would be great to get some action from the state government.
Yeah, well, John Graham's pretty effective, and we'll do our best as well. We'll stay in touch.
All righty. Good on you,
Paul Judge, who's the local resident in Milperra, who tipped us off about that. You can see the video up on 2GB.com.